This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The worst famine the world has seen in modern history is looming in Yemen, the UN World Food Programme WFP said on Wednesday. At the end of a two-day visit, Agency Chief David Beasley issued an urgent plea for peace and called for funding to help hungry families, describing the situation in the war-torn country as hell. According to WFP, half of all children under five in Yemen, 2.3 million, are projected to face acute malnutrition this year. Nearly 400,000 suffer from severe acute malnutrition and are likely to die if they do not get urgent treatment. More than 20 UN member state global champions have issued a call for affordable, clean energy for all by 2030. The messages come as the UN launches a year of action on the issue ahead of an energy summit in September. They're in line with Sustainable Development Goal 7, which sets out targets for achieving affordable and clean energy by the end of the decade and net zero emissions by 2050. The issue couldn't be more important, as energy consumption accounts for three quarters of all greenhouse gas emissions, according to the UN High-Level Dialogue on Energy. Disturbing reports have emerged from North Korea, also known as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DPRK, that people have starved or been executed because of COVID-19 restrictions. Special Rapporteur on the Situation of Human Rights in DPRK, Thomas Ojea Quintana, pointed to a drastic decline in trade and commerce, as well as an increase in the number of children and elderly people forced to beg. In a report to the Human Rights Council on Wednesday, cities had been locked down to prevent coronavirus transmission, while several individuals who were caught breaking anti-epidemic prevention measures were reportedly executed in public, he said. Although the country has no recorded cases of infection, almost all humanitarian work has stopped as the country's authorities have been effectively isolating their people from social, political, economic, and even diplomatic engagements, including with the United Nations, Mr. Quintana explained. Daniel Johnson, UN News.